welcome to episode 167 of Teidodigawa Bookmakers at teidodigawabookmakerspod.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. I have a sopping wet sock on my right foot. Why? Well, it's raining. I have an umbrella. And I think there's something wrong with my right shoe, as in it might have a hole in the sole. However, we'll press on, and first today I'm going to try to teach you how to make a slipcase cover for a book without using pictures, only using words, okay? So first, an overview. A slipcase cover is a box with one side missing. So you'll need five pieces. Two pieces are a little bit wider than the book is, a little bit taller than the book is, and that will be the front and back of the slipcase. Then you'll need two thinner pieces, a little bit wider than the book is thick, and a little bit longer than the book is wide. These two pieces will be the top, the head, and the bottom, the foot of the slipcase. Then you'll need a spine, and the spine should be a little bit wider than the book is thick and a little bit longer than the book is tall. That will be the spine of the slipcase. A little bit is very ambiguous, so let's try this. Let's say your book is 200 millimeters tall. Let's also say that the book board that you're using for your slipcase is 1 millimeter thick. So, we are going to put the head, foot, and spine on the inside of the front and the back cover. This gives the box more strength. Now, if you have a 200 millimeter tall book plus 1 millimeter on the bottom and the top, that's 202, but you want a little bit more space, so let's make it 204. So the size of the cover will be 204 millimeters high, and however thick the book is, it will be that plus the top and bottom of the case. So you measure well, and also the top and the bottom will be 1 millimeter shorter than the top and bottom of the slipcase because you have a 1 millimeter spine. Then you put the bottom of the slipcase on your workspace, and then you pick up the spine piece and you glue one edge and put that on the top of the bottom slipcase cover. Put it on the edge on the left side. This will be your spine and your bottom cover. Then you glue the left side and the bottom of the top piece and the left side and the bottom piece of the right piece, and you abut that to the spine and the bottom of the case. So you have, from left to right, you have first you have the spine, then you have the top piece and the bottom piece, and below all of that, you have the bottom of the slipcase. Once that is dried and in place and solid, it's not going to be that solid, then you glue the tops of the spine and the top and bottom piece, and you place your top slipcase cover on top of that. And you make it very careful that it's on the edge, and you put some weights on it. Now, because you're putting the slipcase covers on the sides of the top, bottom, and spine, it's a little bit stronger than if you put the spine on the edge of the slipcase cover. So it's kind of strong. And at this point, you might want to check that it fits the book. If it doesn't fit the book, you've done something wrong. You have to make something wider or taller or longer or thicker or something. Now, when it comes to measuring the book, you can measure it twice. Measure it four times. Measure the spine, that will be one size, and then measure the fore edge, that will be another size. Sometimes the books will open up wider Sometimes the spine is solid and wide. Now, because you're going to put the book into the slipcase foredge first, you might want to measure the foredge to make sure that the slipcase is wide enough. Hopefully, it's wide enough for the spine also, because the entire book goes completely into the slipcase. Once you've glued everything together and it's all solid and ready to use for your slipcase, you might want to put a cover on it. You might want to put book paper or book cloth or paper around it to make it nice. And you might also want to, now this is kind of optional but kind of not, put the title of the book and perhaps the author on the spine of the book cloth or paper that you're going to be putting around your book slipcase. Why? The point of a slipcase is you slip the book in, and then the open edge, you'll see the spine of the book. That side, the spine of the book and the open end of the slipcase, goes against the wall so that the sun and environment and other things cannot get at the book. But you want to know which book it is, so you put the title on the spine of your book cloth or paper that you're covering your slipcase with. Now, putting the cover, paper, book cloth, or paper on your slipcase is a whole nother story, but you should have sufficient amount to cover the entire thing with one piece of paper. Unless you want to put on a special spine or just print the spine on by hand on the spine of the slipcase. And that is another podcast. So thank you for listening, and here comes your drama. I hope you understood how to make a slipcase. If not, well, let me know and I'll try again. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time.
I have just finished making a 50-copy edition of a novel that is 200 pages long. I think it looks quite nice. The cover is book cloth with the title just down there in the corner with the author right below it. And I sent a copy of it off to the author for him to approve or disapprove. I hope he approves. It looks really nice. Hey, Dodigo Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Hi, I'm the boss. I'm the author that you just sent the stuff to, and I got the book, and I got the slipcase that went with it. That's very nice. I just have one question. Everything looks very nice, but I just have one question. It's too thick.
Too thick? You mean the slipcase is too thick?
No. The book itself. It's 200 pages plus a cover. That's just way too thick. I want it smaller.
Well, then you'll have to give me another manuscript, because that's the manuscript you gave me.
I know, but can you just, like, cut it in half, like, rip the cover off, take out 100 pages, and put the cover back on?
No. I can rip the cover off, rip out 100 pages, but I will have to make a new cover for it.
Oh, well, I want it sort of like it can fit in my pocket.
I believe you should have told me that before you gave me the A4 size manuscript.
Yeah, well, can you get the 200 pages into a pocketbook so I can put it in my pocket and carry it around?
No, I don't think I can do that. You'll have to do that on your computer and then send me the manuscript and I can case it in for you.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Can you just rip them all in half and just hope for the best? Can you do that? Hello.
Some people don't seem to appreciate what a good book is. Of course, this may not be a good book.